The following program was paid for by the Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. Robert A. Bianchi Esquire and David J. Bruno Esquire are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of the Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. 862-210-8570. So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Two of New Jersey's well-known former prosecutors bring you real-life encounters and candid conversations from thought-provoking guests ranging from all walks of life. Here you will find how today's thought leaders in their industries faced immense challenges and adversities with captivating stories ending in personal triumph and ultimate success. Come here for the truth and to know your most important rights, the right to live a fulfilled life, and your right to be your own success. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth with your hosts, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno, two lawyers talking about mindset, talking about success, talking about how to have greater positivity, making a more productive life. We've had some amazing guests, not only just famous people and people that have done so much for others, but we can't get any better than this. Another hometown kind of feel to it, and a really, really impressive person. Dave, who we got this week?
Absolutely. Welcome, Dr. James Wittick. He is a chairman. He is the chairman of the Department of Orthopedics at Morristown Medical Center and the medical director, Orthopedic Oncology, Atlantic Health System. Doctor is responsible for ensuring outstanding quality and academic excellence and optimal operational performance across the Atlantic Health System of 6 hospitals. The doctor is one of approximately 100 orthopedic oncologists in the nation, and his work treating and researching pediatrics and adult patients with bone and soft tissue cancers and benign tumors and metastatic cancers is internationally recognized. He wrote and co-edited The Techniques in Orthopedic Surgical Oncology, the only textbook that deals with surgical procedures in orthopedic oncology. Doctor, I could be reading your bio all day if I could. What a tremendous experience that you've had. You are serving people. You are saving lives. Doctor, it is such a pleasure to have you on Nothing But the Truth. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Dave. Thank you very much for having me on. And, I'm excited and very ecstatic to be invited to talk about my career, my life, and share it with you all.
Well, you know, Dave actually made a mistake, Doc, and I mean, all those, he is right, there's a tremendous amount of impressive credentials here, but something we all share that Dave didn't bring up is a connection to Seton Hall University. So, we know you went there, Dave went there, and I went to the law school, so, you know, go Pirates. Although Pirates. They, you know, what happened to them in the tournament was not right.
But anyway. What tournament? They didn't make the tournament.
I know, they didn't make the tournament. But, Doc, you know, I want to start this off with, you know, the skill set is really like extraordinarily impressive. And right now, in my little corner of the world, I'm recertifying to be an EMT, something that I did many, many years ago. And I think the thing that strikes me as being so different in my mindset from then to today, 30, 40 years later, is I'm marveling as I'm going through anatomy and physiology and pathology and pathophysiology and things of that nature, the human body and how it works. And it's almost become more of a spiritual thing for me than it was just more nuts and bolts when I first did it as a kid. I was just trying to learn it. How do you feel about that? I mean, you do amazing things and you're literally on the precipice of life and death, saving people every day of your career. What's that like?
Well, it's definitely very exciting about, you know, every time that I operate, I mean, I'm always amazed at the human body. And as I learn more and more about it, you're right. It becomes, as you get older, it becomes more of a spiritual thing. And how did God or source or the universe put our bodies together to have it function so well. And granted, there's diseases, but there's ways to fix the diseases and have our minds, and the minds of the scientists, the minds of the doctors, minds of people who are investigating these things, to come up with solutions to different conditions, treating different conditions, or come up with very innovative biological means of destroying cancers without destroying the entire body. It's very, very fascinating. And I do surgical procedures that are very much based on anatomy and learning the anatomy and understanding the anatomy and how it works and what you can remove and what you can move around to replace with what you removed in order to restore function. But a lot of the tumors that I'm taking care of are cancerous tumors, so they have to be removed for purposes of curing a patient. But at the same time, I'm trying to save the patient's limbs so that they have a great quality of life. And as it's turned out over the course of the last 20 years or so, maybe in the 1980s or so, half of the patients were really having amputations for their tumors. And as it's turned out, you know, probably 95% of patients can actually have their limbs saved successfully, and as opposed to having, you know, needing an amputation, which is a tremendous improvement in the quality of their life, and at the same time, having their lives saved by having the cancer removed. But also, there's other treatments that go into it, chemotherapy and radiation, also that help you to save their lives. So a lot of team members involved in taking care of the types of patients that I take care of. But you're right, as I've gotten older and I've learned a lot more, right? I've always been like this, been very grateful of the opportunities that I have of taking care of patients. These patients have very serious conditions. And what could be more serious than having a child, if you think about it as your own child, having a child diagnosed with cancer in one of their limbs and one of these rare cancers, and how devastating that news must be to a parent. But for me to have studied and learned about the body, learned surgery, learned how to remove the tumors and take care of the patients properly, having been capable of putting that all together and have the parents trust me to take care of their children, that's just the biggest compliment in the world. And you have to take time to really think about that. You know, every day we're super busy taking care of patients, a lot of things coming up during the day. But when we get that child in the operating room, I make sure that everybody takes a few moments, because we usually have residents around, students around, the whole team around to help out, that everybody takes a few moments and just thinks about how much trust the parents are putting into us to take care of their child, and how important it is for their parents, for their child to be cured and have their limb and trust us with this complex surgery, that it's really a special situation, a special feeling, and that we all should be grateful for it, and that we're so well trusted, and that the parent, you can't think of any bigger compliment in the world, really.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. You know, Doc, we always say too, here at the Bianchi Law Group, when somebody calls our office, they're not having the greatest of days. They need legal representation. They're having conflict. They're having some uncertainty in their lives. And it really does make me think about the conversations that you need to have with families of loved ones that have been diagnosed and going through these issues. You know, just with that first interaction that you have with families, what are some of the things that you think about, communicate, so that you could develop that relationship early on?
Well, one of the things is, right, they're coming to you for you to take care of them and for you to cure them. And you also have to remember that your mind can cure things. A patient's mind can cure things. And that's the placebo effect, right? When we test drugs, we always like compare a drug to a placebo. And you know, that basically, right, there's still some people who take the placebo who respond and are not taking the drugs, or who are cured with just taking a placebo. So that's why there's always that comparison. But that all involves the brain and the mind. So it's very important when patients come to me that I take both care of both them and their family. And I make sure that I get everybody into a positive frame of mind, knowing that they're in the right place, knowing that we're here to take care of them and to meet whatever needs that they have. And they need to know that our goal is to cure them and to make them better and to give them a great quality of life. And I have to emphasize that no matter how horrible the situation is, we're going to make it better for them. And I think that's helps put patients in a positive frame of mind along with the families and also helps the families support the patient, which the patient's going to need to go through all their treatments, their surgery, and then recuperate after the surgery.
Wow. You know, Brendan Burchard, someone that Bob and I both follow, talks a lot about this in a sense that mindset really boils down to agency, which is taking action and doing things to advance, as well as optimism and having a positive mindset for a brighter day. I mean, this is what you're essentially saying, right, Doc?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, could you imagine going to a doctor who's supposed to save your life and they tell you some horrible statistic the first time that you meet them? Or, you know, you need optimism. No matter how desperate the situation is, we're going to make it better. And I know that going into it. I know it, I believe it, and I make sure that the patient believes it, which is important.
I think it's a good opportunity to take a break real quick. We're going to be back on the other side. You're listening to WMTR Radio, Nothing But the Truth with Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. We'll be right back.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
Welcome back. Doc, I want to ask you a question because, you know, as you were speaking, and I've always said this before, as a surgeon, I always look at trial lawyers being kind of like the surgeon of a legal team. We have a team of people that are support. They're doing what they do. But in the end, the scalpel of the case, if you will, is in our hands when we're in front of a jury. A lot of pressure. There's like you were talking about. Delivering news to patients and being realistic and honest in devastating circumstances. And we kind of deal with the same kind of scenario here. So irrespective to me of whether you are a surgeon or a lawyer or probably any other career that's high pressure, it takes a lot out of you. We've been noticing, and in fact, Dave is on a very significant committee, shockingly created by the Bar Association on attorney wellness, that the increase in mental health illnesses and addiction problems for trial attorneys, lawyers in general, is very, very high because of the pressure that they're dealing with and some unrelenting circumstances. Nevertheless, how would you as a surgeon, how important is it for you to have that right mindset as opposed to maybe others that you've seen that didn't have the right mindset for not only your well-being, but being able to care for the patients better? Because there are times, I'm sure, that you're delivering devastating news.
Well, yeah. Well, if you, I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction and manifesting and maintaining, right? I try to maintain my vibration or my frequency or my vibes at a frequency of love, joy, gratitude. All those type of things help, I think. And you know, always seeing the positive, always focusing on the positive, because that's what really the patients need to get through everything. They're going to have to go through some real tough times with the treatments and the surgeries, but they have to know that it's going to be worth it in the end, and that we're going to really make that happen. Me, myself, I make sure that I always stay in a positive frame of mind, and I believe, right, I have to have I have to have my physical health, I have to have my mental well-being, and I have to have my spiritual health. So I have to take time for myself to, you know, for various practices to stay physically healthy. I make sure that I go to the gym regularly and I exercise. That's also mental health, also enables you to relieve stress and sort things out in your mind while you're exercising. I enjoy meditating and clearing my mind of any extraneous information that's coming in, and taking that 20-minute break a day where you close your eyes and just listen to some music and meditate for a while. And, you know, just maintaining that spiritual, physical, and mental oneness or wholeness really, I think, helps me bring that to the patients also. Make sure that the patients have a very good experience in my office, make sure that my team has a very good experience working with me. And when all that falls into place, patients get the, you know, top-notch care that they're, you know, the best possible care that they could ever get.
Amazing. You know, this is, I'm banging that drum too in the legal space where, as lawyers, we're taking care of people. We also need to take care of ourselves to be optimal in that service to others. Doc, it's one of the things that drew me to you is seeing you on LinkedIn with these messages. And I'll tell you, it's so exceptional because generally speaking, you don't see doctors like you with these types of content putting it out there. And especially you, you're at the top. Chairman, director, you're overseeing these hospitals. Tell me, have you always been that outgoing on the social platforms? And when did that start and why?
I think that I started with, you mean for social media? I think I started a lot of it, you know, maybe when Instagram was coming out in around 2013 or so. I think I just gradually started it. And then patients liked it. They liked getting a little glimpse as to the type of person I was. You know, they would look at my Instagram site, or maybe, I guess it was first Facebook, and they would see things on there because I left it open to the public so that patients could find me and know what type of patients, what type of surgery I did, and hopefully I could help anybody out who was searching for me. But I think patients liked it because they got a glimpse into the type of person I am. And while I've achieved a lot in life and I consider myself a successful person in my career, I also consider myself a very down-to-earth person. And I like to have, I'm a human being, I like to have fun like everybody else. There's times to be very, very serious, and then there's times where you have to lighten up and have some fun. And I make sure that my residents know that too, so that they see me as someone who I'm very approachable and can have good conversations with, can learn from, but also can joke around a little bit and can challenge me in different ways. And, you know, one of the things, they love to challenge me in arm wrestles. So that's, you know, we'd like to have fun on top of
being
serious.
I don't think too many of them are winning that contest.
No, for anyone that's listening on the radio, you know, we take video as well. And you can take a look at the doctor's Facebook and LinkedIn, too. I see those. I don't think anyone's beating you, Doc. So they got a lot to work for.
But, yeah, you know, I like to show the patients on social media. And that's come about over the course of time because I want other patients to see that, despite these horrible conditions that they have, that there's hope on the other side. And we have, you know, a lot of my patients who've come back years after years and who are now 15 years after having a cancerous tumor resected from their leg or their arm, and are happy and are doing well. It's nice to show patients that also. And the patients who come in want to share that with other patients.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting way of going about it, because when you humanize yourself, and I think in some ways even lawyers are this way, like a lot of them like to be, my dad, he's like 91-year-old attorney, very, you know, austere, this is the way I am as an attorney, you follow my advice, and that's just that. And you don't really see a lot of the humanity, even though there was a lot of humanity in those lawyers. There was a lot of love and there was a lot of joy and a lot of fun. They just didn't feel that it should bleed into their professional lives. And I think that that's a big mistake, because I think there's enough respect for who you are and fear for what the person is going through that you humanizing yourself is something that I think that they would really value, to know that you kind of like really care about them because you're a real human being. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, I mean, I really want patients to know that I care about them and that I have their best interests in mind all the time. And I'm going to make sure that everything, that they're safe, right? They need to feel safe. They need to trust me. And they need to know that I care about them. And they need to know that they can relate to me on whatever level that they want to be. But remember, you know, nothing's permanent, right? We're here for a very short time on Earth. And, you know, there's a seriousness to everything, but there's also got to be some humor and there's got to be some fun involved, right? We'd like to go to work every day and have fun at our job. We don't want to, we have fun taking care of patients. It's like a hobby. It's not like a, it's not like we're coming to work and we have a job. We're learning things every day. We're enjoying taking care of patients. We're love doing the surgery and seeing patients smile afterward and have a great outcome. Or when there's, you know, a tumor, a patient with a tumor that's sent to me and they've seen other opinions that they say, no, the only way we can get that out is amputate your leg or your arm and I'm able to save it. It's such an amazing feeling to be able to do that for a patient. And it certainly brings a smile on my face for a week. But you have to be able to relate to patients on many different levels. And I always want them to feel comfortable and know that I'm a normal person. I'm not some sort of god or anything like that. There's not this hierarchy.
Wow. When you talk about law of attraction, love, joy, gratitude, maintaining those balances, are those, is that from an influence, either author or an influencer or some source that you derive that those messages from?
I think I was brought up like that. I mean, I've always, you know, I think I realize it more now that I'm older, but you know, I've read a lot of different books watched videos from Joe Dispenza, Abraham Hicks are some of the names. I have my, you know, a coach that I like to talk to things about in terms of that. His name is Lance McCall. And we talk about a lot of different spiritual things and mindset and frame of mind. Tony Robbins, a lot of the famous speakers that we talk about nowadays. And, you know, it helps me realize like how I've led my life. And I've had different things happen to me in my life where I've realized even more importantly, why it's important to maintain that. And because happiness comes from within, right? You create happiness from within, not on external circumstances or external things that happen in your environment. So, you know, 9/11, my experience with 9/11 and being a first responder helped me, you know, see that and follow that, follow that frame of mind and that mindset and just being appreciative, right? I could have been one of those people who walked into the towers that day, or my family members could have been, right? And also just taking care of people with cancer on a daily basis, especially children with cancer, how appreciative you are for little things in your life, right? What could, right? You say to yourself, what could be worse than your child being diagnosed with cancer? So
yeah, it's funny.
It's kind of reinforced my approach.
Yeah, when we see, we always say we're on the front row of human nature as trial lawyers. Dave and myself, vintage from being homicide prosecutors for a number of years, and how precious life is, and how easily it can be taken away. Dave and myself were honored to be TEDx talkers, speakers recently, and that was our theme basically: the importance of living your life day in and day out. Right, you never know when it's. You never know when it's going to be over.
Yeah. Mine was reclaiming time and really maximizing the time that we have with these values that you've already laid out here with gratitude, appreciation, joy, love, family, spiritually. So we have a lot in common, Doctor.
But unfortunately for us, Doctor, it was great. I can tell our mindsets exactly alike. But unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. Maybe you can come back some other time because we'd love to hear a little bit more about that mindset and spirituality that you're developing because we could all use it. This is WMTR Radio. It's Nothing But the Truth. Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. Dave, where can they find us and this great show with the doctor?
Absolutely. So listening to the radio on Saturdays on WMTR at 9:30 a.m. Also, we are now simultaneously having live events on LinkedIn. Doctor, your community is going to love that because I know you have a lot of followers on LinkedIn, but also on Facebook and YouTube simultaneously on Saturday at 9:30. Also, nothingbutthetruthpodcast.com is the webpage that has all of the videos. And we also have a playlist in YouTube on the Bianchi Law Group's page. So, Doctor, it's been an absolute pleasure. You've exceeded our expectations. And I appreciate you coming on and thank you for your time on Nothing But the Truth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you incredibly for inviting me. I really enjoyed this. And thanks for letting me tell you a little bit about myself.
Thanks, Doc. Absolutely.
We're the Bianchi Law Group, a team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys.
But here's the thing. He put himself in a box when he said my
relied on by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Law and Crime, and news leaders across the country for our criminal defense expertise.
In a search warrant, you have to have probable cause that a crime's been committed and there's evidence in a particular place.
When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.